Good day, nerds, and welcome to episode 175 of the Nerd Cantina Show. I'm your host, Ken, joined by my co-host, Steve, and we're going to recap a little bit of nerd news. We'll begin in entertainment with some odd casting choices for an upcoming Super Mario movie, Marvel fighting to maintain some of its characters, and then we'll jump into tech, where we'll cover a quid pro quo situation with Facebook, some cryptocurrency news, SpaceX news, and a billionaire fight. A lot to get to. Let's get started.
Calling back all nerds. Nerds!
All right, and we are back with episode 175. I am sitting in my RV. If I go dark at some point in this recording, Steve, it's because the monsoon has tipped over my RV and I'm scrambling on the side of the road.
Yeah, dude is living in the flyover states. And I mean, do they have, is it tornado season? Like
it's not tornado season. Actually, I think all seasons are tornado season here.
It's not tornado season.
But all I know is we had to buy a random monsoon. I had to delay recording because it was so windy and so rainy that it couldn't even record. And now I think I'm in the clear. So let's do this thing. Episode 175, and we can jump right into some nerd news here, a little bit of entertainment news. Not a lot going on right now. You know, realistically, I guess we're waiting for, what, Venom this weekend?
Yep. I got tickets for Thursday night.
And then we've got Dune 3 weeks from now. That's about it. So yeah. We don't have those coming out. Still hoping Venom is somewhat salvageable. Let's see what happens.
Man, I'm not walking in with any kind of hopes whatsoever.
I don't have high hopes in it being a good movie, but I have high hopes that Woody Harrelson is going to be entertaining. Does that make sense?
I expect him to at least save something. You know what I mean? Like, you would hope so. If he doesn't, I'd be quite shocked just because I'm such a Woody fan. Like, and he did such a great job playing like a psycho in Natural Born Killers. And like, how do you not play this role well?
Yeah, I'm hoping he does well. I'm not looking forward to the Venom scenes, even like the parts of the trailer. Like, they're making Venom and Tom Hardy's character seem like a
buddy
shitty
cop.
Buddy cop
yeah,
movie.
Buddy cop
100%.
Fucking movie.
Like, it's just cheesy jokes between the two of them. You know, giving them each other one-liners.
And the more
and stuff,
I hear the
like,
Venom voice, it's starting to creep up to, like, you know, like Nolan's Batman voice. Like,
yeah, I knew you were going Christian Bale.
Like Christian Bale's Batman voice. Like, it's, you know, it's just doesn't feel right. Like, it just doesn't feel right anymore. And the more that he jokes around and the more that, you know, like, the more dialogue that the Venom character has, like, I don't know. Whenever I read the comics and it would have the Venom word bubbles, I never read it in a different voice than the character. You know what I mean? Like, like when Eddie Brock talked and when Venom talked, in my head, they were kind of still the same. You know, like I never accentuated a different character voice for the symbiote. But I don't know, man.
Well, we'll find out. You'll find out this weekend. I won't find out this weekend. But let's let's jump to another voice casting role here and see what you think on Chris Pratt playing Mario. You think he could pull it off?
I mean, it all depends on what they're going for. So, like, it's an animated movie. I don't understand why everybody acts like Chris Pratt's throwing on overalls and he's going to go out there and butcher it with something. Like, I mean, they got a British dude to play him last time. Like, I don't see what I didn't see any protests during the first Mario Brothers movie. And, like, who knows? Like, maybe Pratt does a great fucking Mario impression, you know? It's a me. Like, everybody can
like,
do
I
it.
I was just say, who can't do Mario?
Like, I know, you know what I mean? Like, everybody could do Mario. And how much dialogue is he really going to have to say? Like, is it going to be really heavy? Like, I'm willing to just, you know, keep my, you know, expectations low and just, it's an animated movie, just bring it on.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty hilarious. It's gotten such bad publicity here at the beginning that Chris Pratt is cast as Mario, and then you've got Charlie Day cast as Luigi.
I'm down. Like
people just being upset about this being There's all kinds of tweets that have been captured on these articles and stuff, like people talking about them, it being Italiaphobia because it's not, they're not Italian individuals playing it. They're like, this is some
it's a
kind
goddamn
of,
Japanese like, video game. Like, nobody's like, made
it. Now whitewashing white characters. Like, I don't understand what's happening here.
Like, how is anybody not tweeting at the Japanese makers that made like this horribly stereotypical Italian character? Like, no, like, be mad at the white people that are just cast to voice over this dude. Don't be mad at the straight Asian dude that said, this is what I think of Italian people.
Yeah, that is what's funniest to me about this whole thing, is people trying to use this as a fight for why it should have been Italian, you know, actors or whatever else, for this just Japanese absolute, like, throw and dig at Americans.
You know, like, they're all plumbers. Like, you're mad at the wrong people. Like, you are mad at the wrong people. You know, like, they love Nintendo for it. But, you know, like, you're ruining the racially stereotypical person I grew up with in my childhood. Like, you're not even mad that he's racially stereotypical. You're mad that someone might ruin your racially stereotyped favorite character.
It's wild to me. I'm not saying that they're necessarily the best choice for these, but they're not bad.
But give them a chance. Let them ruin it first. Like, you're preemptively shitting on a movie you know nothing about. Like, you haven't heard. Like, it could be fucking Lego for all we know, and they don't even say anything. It's just, you know, like, sound effects. Like, yeah. Like, who knows what they're going to do with this shit? I think the Sonic movie gave all these tweeters a little too much confidence. Power. Yeah, like... Like, we fixed the Sonic movie. Thanks to us, we got a decent Sonic movie. We're gonna shit all over this Nintendo movie until they make it how we want it. Put a 2-year delay on it.
Well, they're not wrong in their assessment of what they did to Sonic. So I guess there's a chance. Right now, it's set for kind of a Christmas time, December 21st release next year. So we'll see what happens. Plenty of time to be changed. Let's talk more relevant entertainment news. And Marvel this week is being sued, and they're fighting to keep the rights to Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, a couple other different characters, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange being the most notable, because these characters were created by a Steve Ditko, who his family is using a 1976 Copyright Act to say that enough of a waiting period has passed, and they have filed suit to claim his work as his heir. Let the lawsuit begin.
Yeah, like, I just think it's funny that, I mean, Marvel was going bankrupt. Like, they sold the reason why all these movie studios own the rights to characters that Marvel has is because they were going bankrupt and they had a fire sale just to stay alive.
Yep.
I didn't see anybody crying, coming for their characters during that phase. Like, nobody gave a shit about these characters when Marvel was about to go under and tank. You know, but oh, now there's an MCU. Oh, now Disney owns them. Oh, let's go get that money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel bad for them. You know, and they couldn't, the creators of Superman couldn't get their shit. So I don't understand what makes these people think they're going to get theirs.
Yeah. And so legally, yeah, it comes down to what was the relationship with Steve Ditko when he did it. The argument's going to be that he was completing work for hire. And that he didn't just create these characters on his own, which means that the characters are for who hired him, which is Marvel. And Marvel owns the rights, not Ditko or his family. That's the case that they're going to make. That's how DC maintained the rights of Superman, is essentially by proving in court that it was work for hire. And interestingly enough, Disney is actually learning something from DC. They've hired the same lawyers who successfully tried the case in the first place. And then, on the other side, the family of Steve Ditko, they've hired the same lawyer that lost. Which, so that guy gets a second chance. Like, yeah,
wouldn't you go with somebody else maybe that might take a different attack? Or like, this guy's like, no, I know why I lost the first one. I'll get this one. Like,
yeah, or maybe there was some kind of settlement that we don't know about. And he told me, he's like, well, listen, they didn't win, but they kind of won. Like, here's what we did for them.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I can understand the family wanting the rights and stuff, but a lot of this times this stuff leaves like a bad taste in my mouth because, like, y'all didn't make shit. You didn't fucking, none of you people have probably a creative bone in your fucking body. You know, like, I just picture like some fat dad bod dude, hillbilly in like a Dago tee talking about, I want my Doctor Strange rights. Like, just needing a fix, got a gambling habit, just, you know, needs, like, I don't know why, but I just feel it's so grimy.
It might be true. I also hope that our children listen to this and recognize that you better make your own shit.
Yeah.
Because we care nothing about what we leave behind.
Yeah, no. Nope. Nope. I don't have a creative bone in my body. And if I did and I make something worth some money, I'm selling it to whoever wants to buy it. And you ain't going to get shit from it when I die either.
All right. Well, on that high note,
I'm going to leave you like a shitty NFT. Nobody wants.
Oh, we'll get there. let's go ahead and end this entertainment section here. Jump over to some tech, and we've got first big story, and I know you'll love to hear, is about Facebook has allegedly overpaid the FTC. So following the Cambridge Analytica scandal and nonsense that took place with the last election and digging into Cambridge Analytica, the FTC investigated Facebook, and supposedly there was nearly a $5 billion overpayment to the FTC, because I think the FTC only fined them like $180 million. But then there was a $5 billion payment on top of that paid out to the FTC. And now Facebook is actually being sued by their own shareholders for essentially spending the money inappropriately.
Which is fucked up, because they paid the government under the table to make all their problems go away so they can keep going at business as usual. And the shareholders are like, no, wait. Like, we want that money in dividends. You shouldn't have paid them shit. Yeah. You should have just dealt with all these problems and continued profits to roll in either way. Like, do they really think that if they didn't pay off the government, like, they would have made more money? Like, are they they made a $5 billion payoff, and it's not even a drop in the bucket. And like, these people are worried about, you know, it's such a messed up situation, because you hear about that overpayment, and then you have to think about, if they're just willing to pay $5 billion in hush money, like, what can we really do to this fucking company that is ever going to phase them? You know what I mean? Like they have carte blanche to do whatever they fucking want if they could just pay off a government, you know, entity in billions, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they find them a couple hundred million and they're like, here's a couple more billion on top of that to just kind of forget this ever happened.
Yeah, and it seems that like the shareholders that are filing these suits, so the two primary plaintiffs are the Employees Retirement System of Rhode Island and the City of Warwick Retirement System. So they're like municipal retirement systems that have money in Facebook, so they are shareholders. Who knows to what level those retirement?
So you're talking like some union shitty pension is
100%. It's yep. Some union municipal pension in Rhode Island and wherever the hell Warwick is trying to take down Facebook at this point. And not just,
and it's so
I kind of like, love this. This is pretty awesome.
Well, because by starting this lawsuit, you could essentially make Facebook stock drop and be fucking your pension
worth it.
Okay.
Well, if they win the lawsuit, then I'm sure they'll get a settlement or they'll get some kind of monetary restitution from
and so will every other shareholder then. Yeah. Because if they win, every share that's precedent.
Maybe. I don't know how that works. All I know is I love this, right? Like, you've got some municipal people that just made a calculated move and just said, well, I don't like this, so we're going to force the hand of Facebook. But more importantly, like, we're talking about Facebook and what this means to Facebook to give $5 billion, whatever else. But like, this is way more important than like the FTC just supposedly quitting on investigating it. Like, in the lawsuit, it alleges that through that payment, it prevented like Mark Zuckerberg from having to participate at all, that he didn't even have to sit in a deposition. He didn't have to do anything. Like, they just preemptively paid this money. It was complete hush money. And then he didn't have to answer for any of the Cambridge Analytica stuff, which was fucking deal for this country, for social media. Enlightening.
What was the documentary? Was it The Great Hack? Was that the one about Cambridge Analytica that everybody needs to see? I'm pretty sure it's called.
I think it's called The Great Hack.
Like, it is fucked.
Yeah, and then Social Dilemma talked about it. Yeah, and then even Megan did a Cantina conversation that just came out with Charles Arthur and his book Social Warming, and it was all about just the corrupt nature that is social media, both corrupt as far as how it's corrupting our society, but also just morally corrupt these companies are.
And I just find it so fucked up that shareholders, like it's somebody on your team, you know what I'm saying? like we're all on the same team. Like, how are you fucking trying to fuck up the works? Like, you're on my side. Like, it's so messed up. Like, you could definitely see like some whistleblower doing this, or somebody in the FTC that caught wind of it, that thought it was fucked up. In, you know, like, anybody outside of Facebook should have, you know, reported on this and sent this in. Nobody within the realms of Facebook investing or working for this company should have been the one to break this story and start this lawsuit. Like, it is totally goes against your best interest.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some employees over there in Warwick that are saying, like, what are you guys doing right now? Yeah, like, but either way, they're my heroes.
I mean, I can't believe that a government can take that large of a sum of money and, like, no one notices an extra $5 billion on the books. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's going down line by line at the FTC of you know, deposits and withdrawals and just going, we got an extra $5 billion here. Where'd that come from? Like, this just reeks of the lack of government oversight. Like, because if you can make a $5 billion deposit and nobody knows, what kind of money is leaving our government that nobody knows? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of dollar bills are just squeaking through the cracks constantly on a daily basis in our government? You know, you hear the stories and you're like, oh wow, you know, that's a shitty contract. Like how'd that happen? I just leaves me no faith in our government whatsoever.
I find that to be appropriate at this point, but let's move from Facebook here, go into some crypto news. You want the good or the bad first?
Do the bad, because the good.
All right, the good will take
us into space.
So let's go with the bad news, and there's another
China
mini little crash, the giant dip in cryptocurrency. And this one's really tied to the fact that, you know, China's at this point in time, I don't know what it's like, quadrupled down on the fact that they're banning Bitcoin mining in their country, that they're taking an official position to ban pretty much all cryptocurrency mining. And then looking at banning the impact of all cryptocurrency exchanges to operate within China. At this point in time, they've affected the global currency that is cryptocurrency, and there's really not anything anybody can do about it.
Oh, and they've gone back and forth on this so many times over the last, 4 months of just, we're going to ban Bitcoin. Nah, mate, no, we won't. That's a little rash. I know, you know, fuck it. We're going to ban Bitcoin. And now they're at the point where they're just banning all cryptocurrency. And I really think that they were just trying to find a way to get their fingers in it. But the way cryptocurrencies ran and the whole point behind it is just doesn't allow for, you know, an overreaching government like this to dip its fingers into the pot. So they're just like, well, fuck it. If we can't have our cut, then fuck you. You can't play in our sandbox.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because of they're not getting their cut, or if it's because of simply, I don't know, I guess control. They can't control it. That people are going to be able to spend that money and use cryptocurrency through exchanges, and they can spend their money, move their money internationally without any control. Like China wants absolute control of everything. So they want to know the second their currency is leaving their country and going anywhere else.
And that's why I'm shocked that they're going for a ban rather than just some Chinese company that the government runs creating their own like Coinbase. So every wallet is known by the government. You know what I mean? And they can track what, like, it wouldn't this be an easier way to track your citizens' expenditures? Like, are they just being short-sighted in their dictatorship right now? Because, like, to me, if they were smarter, they would just create, you know, a Coinbase type app to where you have to create a wallet, then it has to be tied to you as a person, you know, your license, your ID tied to it, and then everything they spend money on is 100% trackable.
Yeah, and that still might be coming. A lot of people speculated that they thought that China was going to have their own stable coin and have their own kind of cryptocurrency. That still might be coming, which means that this just might be more, you know, negative news coming out of China to tank the market. And
yeah, if they're talking about making their own coin, this is actually probably the better play because you tank everybody else's coin right before you roll out your own. Because like if China does come out with their own cryptocurrency that is the only one allowed in China, you're going to have a lot of people invest in, you know, outside money invest in that crypto.
Yeah, so who knows what is happening over there? All I know is here, it caused a pretty significant dip again in the prices across the board for all cryptocurrencies across the exchanges. We'll see when it recovers. If it recovers, whatever, you know, the longer we don't know and we're in the dark on this cryptocurrency ban, you know, the tougher it is for a reversal. But I imagine China does this a couple times a year.
Yeah.
This ban's going to go away, or it's going to be like, oh, no, that was just...
China just hates green candles. China just hates green candles.
They just like creating the green candles. they like moving it off of their own news. Either way, we'll find out soon enough what the effect is here, but I think it's going to course correct. China's going to get back in the market. China is not stupid when it comes to the economic interests, and there's a lot of value, a lot of economics.
Yeah, because like even China's ban, it's going to put a dent in cryptocurrency, but it's not going to stop it. You know, there's enough money in the rest of the globe for it to be just fine.
So, yeah, and China's not going to want to miss out on it. So I expect them to reverse it and then ban it again sometime in the next 6 months. All right, now let's go with the good in this crypto space. And that is that apparently there was a crypto trading hamster that beat the S&P 500, Warren Buffett's fund. This hamster, which was just running on essentially a high-tech wheel that would choose which coin to invest. And he had two tunnels to run through, one that was labeled buy, one that was labeled sell. And every time he did it, that's just what it triggered. This hamster randomly selected a coin, ran through a tunnel that initiated a transaction. And in the end, this this mouse had a 20% gain since starting in June. Well done, mouse.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to this. I mean, it is a glorious story. I don't know if... So what this really should do is next time you're at the bar and you feel like telling somebody about your ginormous gains in your diamond hands, just keep it to yourself. Because if I'm there and you talk to me about like, yeah, I bought AMC at blah, 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 or I got this token at da, 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 and I sold it here, I'm just like, yeah, so what? So did a fucking hamster. Like, so did a fucking hamster on a wheel. A blind dude throwing darts can make those gains, obviously.
Yeah, and especially since like June or whatever else, ultimately.
Well, that was right after the big tank. Yeah, that was right after the big tank. Like, you could have bought anything after June and profited.
Yeah, so it's a weird story, but it does illuminate the fact that nobody knows what the hell they're doing.
It's the wild fucking west out there, man.
It's wild west out there, especially when you talk about crypto. It's really tough. Some people are really good at it. I recognize that. But so is a hamster. So take it for what it is.
You know, be proud of yourself. You made some gains. Put that stuff in your bank and put a little aside for the tax man because he's fucking coming. And just know that don't be too proud of yourself. Like, just show some, show, you know, be a little humble and move on. And rate, like, the, I just picture, like, you know, they got the picture in the article, you know, of the hamster with all the different symbols and everything, you know, and you could, like, I just see him, like, reading charts, you know, all these fucking charts and these diagrams. And yeah, it's cartoonish. It really,
yeah,
you know, like, I'm very disappointed that in the article, there's no picture of this hamster with, like, that see-through green visor all the stock traders used to wear. Like why can't you, like, this could be so much better, but no, it's all scientific. Like, I want the see-through green visor with, like, the sale paper from the old stock exchange. But yeah,
well, yeah, I'm sure somebody can memeify the hamster, make that at least come true to some degree for you. But let's transition to a little bit of space. We've got the first story, which is just kind of an interesting highlight coming from a follow-up to what we talked about the last couple of weeks. We had the first civilian crew to go out into Earth's orbit to do the 3-day flight out in orbit. And apparently there was a big red alert that took place out there. And that red alert turned out to just be a space toilet, and they had a problem with their space toilet, and that caused a bit of panic for that crew. What I found interesting in this article is that, you know, apparently that civilian crew went through, like, months of preparation and training for this flight. I really had no idea. Like, I had no idea if Elon and them are just grabbing people and just to prove a point that, like, hey, we got this covered. Anybody can go to space.
They're just grabbing people deal. Like the survey people do at the mall.
Yeah. And I didn't know what the path to become a SpaceX passenger, you know, Crew Dragon passenger was. But in the end, they sprung to action, went through all their drills, communicating with the people on the ground, figuring out, you know, what the issue was. And then ultimately, it was just like a faulty fan that was failing to provide suction inside the toilet. So there you go. That's apparently all that needs to take place in space to cause civilians panic.
Somebody didn't get the memo that flushable wipes aren't really flushable.
Not in space.
I was going to go with the really sexist version of that, but I'm going to spare myself the hate mail. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine anytime, like, some buzzer or some light goes off in the space, it, you know, in the spaceship, like, it's just a scramble. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, shit, it's just the toilet. And you just, everybody just puts up their hands. Why me? Why me? I didn't even go to the bathroom today.
All right, and then in you know, the last story of a relatively short news week, we've got just our favorite billionaire fight, and that's this continued rivalry between Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Elon Musk making it to the $200 billion mark of net worth this week, and because Elon is just petty.
He can't even
just recognize he is the third person to become the worth $200 billion. The first person was, you know, the Louis Vuitton guy. I don't remember his name, but the head of Louis Vuitton, he was the first person to make it to $200 billion net worth. Jeff Bezos was number two. So when Elon makes it as number three, he says he's going to celebrate by sending a gigantic silver number two to Jeff Bezos to remind him of his place. Like, he's definitely going, like, if you ain't first, you're last. Yeah. Either one of us are first. Go fuck yourself.
You ain't first, you're last, Ricky Bobby. Like, I just love it because you know he will. Like, you know he will. Like, he has,
no, I'm pretty confident he will.
No,
yeah.
Fucks. And, like, I have to imagine it bothers Bezos. I have to imagine that, yeah, you know, he's going to throw some kind of shit fit about it.
I have to correct myself. He didn't say he was going to send him a silver two. He said he was going to send him a giant statue of the digit two,
yeah,
along with a silver medal.
Yeah, silver medal. Yeah. Like, I love it, man. Because, like, why should any of these people care? Yeah. Like you're salty that you're the second dude to be worth $200 billion, more money than five generations of your family could ever spend in their lifetimes. like there's all kinds of poverty throughout the world. Homelessness is rampant in every major city, and like these dudes are fighting over who's got the more hundreds of billions. Like,
yes.
So, yeah, I hope he sends it, and I hope it makes Bezos feel like shit. Like, I hope it bothers you. Like, I hope you are sitting on this kind of pile of money and somebody can still bother you to this extent. Because I can tell you right now, I got that kind of money and nobody could bother me. Nobody. Absolutely nobody could bother me. You could send me anything you want, say anything, tweet at me, do anything you want. None of it would bother me. Like, I would be perfectly content on my hundreds of billions.
It still sucks to be number two, to know you were so close to number one.
I'm not even number five in anything in my life.
Yeah, but that's fine. Like, it's easier to not even make the leaderboard than to be number two on the leaderboard. Like, so
I'm taking breaking 100 on a golf round is like my feather in my cap every fucking week. Like, these motherfuckers, like, if you feel bad about it, like, and not to mention, like, this is what's going to bother them. Like,
yeah,
Saudi Arabia hacked your cell phone and put your dick pics out there. Like, you got other things you could be salty about in this world.
No,
like,
he owned that shit and turned it into a rocket.
I know. Like, be salty about this. Like, please. Everybody wants to hear you cry about it. Oh, my God.
Well. That's week in news.
Yeah, man. We scoured the internet this week to try to find some more relevant topics. I think Neil took them all with him out of the city. I couldn't find nothing.
Well, either way, we appreciate you listening to this point. I'm just going to plug our own show and just say, hey, go back, listen to some Cantina Conversations. We just had two released in the last week. A great one with an NFT project that I personally am... I'm very interested in and think it will do well, as I'm hoping it does well as I'm getting into the NFT space. But I truly believe in the art that this team's putting together. It's a great community over there. Take a listen over that Cantina Conversation if you haven't. And again, our book reviewer, Megan, also did a book review and interviewed the author, Charles Arthur, for a book that's right up our alley, Social Warming, talking about all the issues with social media, the way that they're kind of hacking our behaviors, turning it against us, and the dangers of social media.
Yeah, there's a lot of great interviews. I suggest everybody those don't age, right? You know, so like if you don't want to go back and listen to our news shows, I get it. Like, you don't want to hear me rip on a movie that you seen 8 months ago. But these Cantina Conversations, they hold weight, they hold time. So go back and listen to some of those and yeah, like and share. Spread the news, guys. We can use the publicity.
All right. Well, until next week, nerds. Talk to you later.
See ya.